The Rosenheim's dog is a tiny, scrappy Chihuahua Yorkie mix with a bark that doesn't quit. Appropriately named Little, she guards their apartment with friendly ferocity. She became part of the family over July 4th weekend during a trip to Galveston, a trip the Rosenheims decided to take without booking a place to stay.
There was nothing. Ironically, there were no hotels.
Ironic because Belinda, her husband Dave, and their three kids were living in a North Texas hotel at the time and had been for the better part of 3 years. Galveston was supposed to be a much-needed change of scenery, and now there was no hope of spending the night and they'd have to turn around and drive back. That's when someone walked by with a box of puppies.
And so Dave pulls me off to the side and says, "There is no way that we can get a hotel. I'm thinking we should get one of these puppies." And that's how Little joined our family.
The Rosenheims lived a typical middle-class life for years. Dave, a veteran who was treated for PTSD after he came back from the first Gulf War, built a well-paying career in aerospace. Belinda was a stay-at-home mom. When Dave lost his job in 2012, the bottom fell out.
The most amazing thing about this entire journey is the strength that Belinda has and the strength that my kids have.
The Rosenheims went from comfortable apartment living with money in the bank to a drained savings account and an eviction. Dave says life was tough for 14-year-old Allison and her 12-year-old twin brothers, Tony and Ben, bouncing around from hotel to hotel.
Lots of drugs. There's lots of stealing and theft and making a living not necessarily in an honest way, you know, and that goes on and on and on and on and on.
Spending the holidays in an extended stay hotel was grim. There was no place to hang the stockings. The only gifts the kids got were donated.
There was no Christmas tree. There was no baking cookies. There was no Christmas dinner.
The Rosenheims used to worry about things like what American Girl doll Allison would find under the tree. Spending months at a time in hotel rooms changed mom's priorities dramatically.
The first one is feeding them. And the second one was saving them from being humiliated. I didn't want them to stand out from everyone else. I wanted them to be able to fit in.
Which meant trying to keep their clothes in decent shape, taking them to the library after school to use the computer, spending Saturday at the Dollar Theater. The holidays were harder to pull off.
It's a lot like not talking about the pink elephant that's taking up most of the room. You know, the holidays. You would just try to talk about something else, think about something else, redirect their attention, focus them anywhere else.
Dave's had a steady job at Fitz Aerospace in North Richland Hills for close to 2 years now. He makes less than half of what he used to. He's moved from an office to a warehouse, working mostly overnight shifts. He picks up as much overtime as he can, treating metal parts for corrosion.
Or I'll cut the metal, or I'll heat the metal, or I'll stage the metal, or I'll ship the metal, or I'll bring the packages to UPS or FedEx, or whatever they need me to do. It's whatever they need me to do. I don't say no.
The Rosenheims learned quickly that income doesn't equal housing. With an eviction in their rental history, they couldn't find a place to live. Belinda says they wasted hundreds of dollars on application fees.
They would take our money, and then they would turn us down.
And that happens a lot. Otis Thornton with the Tarrant County Homeless Coalition says the rental market is so tight, many property owners turn away people with evictions.
The biggest concern is for folks who have long periods of time without housing. Landlords can just be more picky when the vacancy rates are very low.
In Tarrant County, 6,300 people were homeless at some point this year. In the mid-cities where the Rosenheims live, there aren't many shelters, so a lot of people end up in extended-stay hotels. Thornton says there's never enough affordable housing in North Texas, and what is out there gets snapped up by more financially qualified renters.
After the recession and the housing market bubble popped, a number of folks who were previously homeowners became renters.
It's a landlord's market right now, so Thornton says nonprofits are working overtime to find families transitional housing.
Homelessness is really traumatic, especially for children. We want to reduce the length of time that folks are in shelters or on the streets or even in a motel as much as we can so that we minimize the trauma and its impacts on their development.
Something Dave and Belinda were desperate to do, but couldn't. After years of combing Craigslist, sifting through newspaper ads, and scouting for rent signs, the Rosenheims were finally approved to lease a modest apartment in North Richland Hills. They moved in on December 5th.
This is a whole new lifestyle. It's like a family makeover. We have a kitchen. We have a dining room, we have bedrooms.
Their new landlord has them on a month-to-month lease for now. They had to pay a security deposit, pet deposit, and 2 months' rent up front.
We paid $3,500 to get in the door. I would pay that twice to see them wake up in their own bed, because for the last several years, they've woken up in someone else's bed.
Those beds are about all that's in the Rosenheims' apartment right now. The family eats dinner at a card table. Most of their clothes are stacked in plastic storage bins. This Christmas, though, there will be a tree, stockings full of candy, and a few gifts for the kids, too.
Are they going to get everything they want? No. But you know, this year, they'll have everything they need.
It's the first time the Rosenheims have been able to say that in years. Courtney Collins, KERA News.